Chapter 7. At the Forest Pool. At first, Lucy was angry about the Emersons, but later she decided that they did not matter. She and Cecil were getting married, so she did not see a problem. But she was still glad when Cecil brought her up to London to visit him and his mother while the Emersons were moving to Summer Street. When she arrived at the Vices' house, she stepped into his arms. "Cecil, Cecil," she whispered. Cecil held her. He saw that she needed him because he was a man and could look after her. "So you do love me, little thing," he said. "Oh, Cecil, I do." After several days in London, Lucy received a letter from Miss Bartlett, sent on from Windy Corner.
"Dear Lucy, I understand that the Emersons have moved to Summer Street. Lucy, I am very worried, and I think you should tell your mother and Mr. Vice about you and George Emerson. Mr. Vice will then stop him from coming to Windy Corner. I am very sorry about it all, and could not rest until I told you this. Your loving cousin, Charlotte."
Lucy was very angry when she read her cousin's letter, and quickly wrote back, "Dear Charlotte, thank you for your letter. When Mr. Emerson forgot himself on the hill, we agreed not to tell Mother because you did not want her to be angry with you. I cannot change this now. She knows that I met the Emersons in Florence and that they are good people. I like the old father and am happy to see him again. I am more sorry for the son than for myself. Cecil knows them. He is well and spoke of you the other day. We will marry in January. Yours, L.M. Honeychurch." Was Lucy's secret a big thing or a little thing? Before she got Charlotte's letter, Lucy planned to tell her mother and Cecil about George Emerson. But now she felt that she could not. She stayed 10 more days in the city, visiting places and meeting important people. Mrs. Vice had a dinner party with guests who all seemed to be grandchildren of famous people. Everyone seemed bored with their lives and everything around them. When Lucy was with these people, the pension, Bertolini and Windy Corner seemed small and unimportant. Lucy saw that her life in London would take her a little from everything that she loved. The grandchildren asked her to play the piano. Cecil asked for Beethoven, but she played Schumann. The sad music filled the room. When the guests were gone and Lucy was in bed, Mrs. Vice walked up and down the sitting room.
"You must make Lucy one of us," she said to Cecil. "She is wonderful."
"Her music was always wonderful," Cecil replied. "She was right to play Schumann tonight when I wanted her to play Beethoven. Schumann was right."
"She is different from the other Honeychurches. She isn't always talking about boring things like food and maids."
"Italy has done it."
"Make her one of us,"
said Mrs. Vice again, and went to bed. That night, Lucy cried out in her sleep. Mrs. Vice quickly got up and went to find the girl sitting on the side of her bed.
"I am so sorry, Mrs. Vice. It's bad dreams."
The older woman smiled and kissed her.
We were talking about you earlier. He loves you more than ever. Dream of that.
It was a sunny Saturday autumn afternoon after heavy rain, and Mr. Beebe and Freddy decided to visit the Emersons. They came to the open front door and shouted, "Hello!" A man's voice shouted, "Hello, back!" The hall was full of boxes of books and paintings.
"Look," said Mr. Beebe. "Giotto! They got that in Florence."
"It's the same as Lucy's got," said Freddy.
"I forgot to ask. Did she have a good time in London?"
"Yes, very," said Freddy. "She came back yesterday. She and Cecil are even more in love."
Suddenly, George ran downstairs and came into the hall.
"Hello," Freddy said. "Come and have a swim."
"All right," said George. Mr. Beebe laughed.
"That's a good way to start a conversation. This is Mr. Honeychurch, whose sister you met in Florence."
"Hello,"
said old Mr. Emerson, coming down the stairs behind his son.
"Very glad to meet you. I'm sure your sister will be very happy, for we know Mr. Vice too. He's been very kind."
"Do you really want to swim?" Freddy asked. "The water is not very deep."
"Yes," said George. "I already said yes."
Mr. Beebe decided to go with them, and the three men walked through the forest. How wonderful the day was! They could hear the wind in the trees as Mr. Beebe talked about Florence with George.
"And how strange that he met Mr. Vice," Mr. Beebe said. "Did you know that everyone from the pension Bertolini was here?"
"I didn't," replied George. "But I have thought about this. Everything is fate."
"You and Miss Honeychurch met in Italy. You met Mr. Vice looking at Italian art," said Mr. Beebe.
"You all like Italian things. That's not fate."
"It's because of fate that I am here," replied George. "But you can call it Italy if it makes you happy."
"We're here," called Freddy. "I'm sorry that it's not bigger."
They walked down a narrow path. There lay the forest pool, deeper now because of the rain. It had long grass around it. It was only a small pool, but the water was high enough to cover a man's body. George sat down where the grass was dry and started undoing his boots.
"Aren't you swimming, Mr. Beebe?"
said Freddy, as he took off his clothes.
"No, I don't think that I will," said Mr. Beebe.
"The water's wonderful,"
said Freddy, stepping in.
"Water is water,"
said George, following Freddy, and then jumping in. Mr. Beebe watched them swim, and then looked around him. There was no one watching. How lovely it was! Just water and sky and the trees.
"I think I'll swim too," he said.
And soon he was naked. The three men swam in circles. It was ordinary water, and there was not very much of it. But maybe because the sun was so warm, a change came to them, and they began to play. Mr. Beebe and Freddy threw water at George. He laughed loudly and threw water back at them until he drove them out of the pool.
"Race you round it!" cried Freddy,
and they all raced naked in the sun.
"Wait!"
cried Mr. Beebe suddenly.
"There are people coming!"
But George and Freddy did not hear him, and they did not see Mrs. Honeychurch, Cecil, and Lucy, who were walking down to call on their neighbour, old Mrs. Butterworth. Freddy ran behind a tree, and George ran down the path to the pool.
"Oh, look away!" cried Mrs. Honeychurch.
"Come this way," said Cecil.
The two women followed him up the path with embarrassed faces. Suddenly, Freddy appeared in front of them.
"Well, a man has to wash and dry, doesn't he?" he said.
"Of course,"
said Mrs. Honeychurch, turning away. Then,
"Oh, Mr. Beebe!"
For Mr. Beebe was just coming out of the pool.
"Mother, do come away," said Lucy.
"Hello,"
called George. He stood smiling against the trees.
"Hello, Miss Honeychurch. Hello."
"It's best to nod, Lucy," said her mother. "Whoever is it?
I shall nod."
Miss Honeychurch nodded at George. That evening, and all the next day, the water ran away. In the morning, the pool was its normal size again.